Today's daf is Erev and Daf Memvav, and we are five lines from the top of Daf Memvav, Omer Aleph, Omer Rav Yaakov Baridi, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, Menachem Moshe ben Fradel. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Tzvi Chanoich Henech ben Yibadu Lechaim Toivim, Rabbi Yechiel Mechel, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Avram ben Yibadu L'chaim Toivim, Rabbi Moshe Chaim. So, in yesterday's daf, we learned a Mishnah that presented a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim. Misha Yoshim Baderech. If somebody was traveling, he's not home, he's on the road, he's falls asleep, he wakes up, and he realizes that it was already night, meaning he slept through Bein Hashmashos. Does he have a tchum or does he not have a tchum? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Yesh lei alpayim ama l'chol ruach. He has a regular tchum, he has alpayim ama l'chol ruach. The Chachamim argued, and the Chachamim said, Ein loy elo arba amos. The Gemara had a discussion as to Maikosava Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and what emerged from the Gemara's discussion is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that even Heftzei Hefker are Koinen Shvisa, meaning you don't need Das to be Koinen Shvisa. Kinyan Shvisa, even though it's called a Kinyan, and the Gemara says in Be'er Yud Zayin, you can't do it on Shabbos and Yontif because it's a Kinyan. But whereas an ordinary Kinyan would require Das, to be Koinen Shvisa as it relates to Tchumen, you don't need Das. An object that's ownerless also has shvisa. So certainly a man that's sleeping on the side of a road would have shvisa. Chachamim argue, the Chachamim hold, number one, cheftzei hefker are not koine shvisa. And even a person who's more than just cheftzei hefker, even a person that had he been awake would have had the ability to be koine shvisa. But if he's sleeping, he loses. And as a result, he will not be koine shvisa. Zok de Gemara. Amar Rav Yaakov Baridi. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Yaakov Baridi said the name Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amali Rav Zeira. Rav Yaakov ben Idi. Rav Zeira asked Rav Yaakov Baridi. Tell me, Beferish Milach. Did you hear this mefurish from Rav Yeshua ben Levi? Meaning you heard Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi give shir on Erevin and say the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, or perhaps Michlola Shmielach. You never heard him say it mefurish. However, you heard Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi make a general point, and it's from the generalization of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that you're inferring that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amalei, so Rabbi Yaakov really told Rabbi Zeir beferish Shmieli. I heard him mefurish. I heard Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Zok deGemara, my klala. What was this cloud that Rabbi Zeira seemed to have been referring to when he asked Rabbi Yaakov Baridi whether he heard Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say mefurish that halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, or maybe he was deducing it from some cloud. Meaning, it sounds like Rabbi Zeira wasn't just randomly saying, maybe you heard a cloud. Like, he must have known of a cloud that was attributed to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and he had a hunch that maybe Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, when he said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he wasn't saying it because he heard Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi actually say it, but rather he was inferring it from that cloud. So what is that cloud? Dr. Gemara, I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, halacha k'divrei ha'meikol be'erev, that whenever there's a machloikis in Erevin, the halacha is k'divrei ha'meikol, and being that tchumen is in an example of an Erev, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, halacha k'divrei ha'meikol be'erev, so that's why Rabbi Zeira thought that maybe what Rabbi Yaakov Baridi was referring to when he said, a lot of names, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, not that he heard him say it mefurish, but he was relying on this klal, halacha k'divrei ha'meikol be'erev. But the bottom line is, what did Rabbi Yaakov Baridi tell Rabbi Zeira? Beferish merely. I heard Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which means that as it relates to the psak of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we have two statements attributed to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Cheftzei hefker ha'koinen shvisa. Shua ben Levi also said a general statement, halacha k'divrei ha'meikol be'erev. Zok de Gemara, v'tarti lamali. Why do I need both halachas? Meaning, why did I need Rabbi Shua ben Levi to say halacha k'divrei ha'meikol be'erev? And why did I need Rabbi Shua ben Levi to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? L'chura, it's redundant as it relates to whether or not the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Once Rabbi Shua ben Levi paskin the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, then you know that he's the Meikel, and as a result, halacha k'divrei ha'Meikel. And if Rabbi Shua ben Levi has a general statement a rule in Erevin called halacha k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev, then you would assume that the halacha should be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, because again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is a meikel. Now, just to clarify one point before we see the next gemara, why is Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri the meikel? Because what was the machlokes in the Mishnah? The machlokes was if somebody fell asleep on the side of the road, he slept through Bein Hashmashes. Does he have an Erev or does he not have an Erev? Or does he have a Tchum or does he not have a Tchum? If you hold that he has a Tchum, that means he can walk Alpayim Amalachol Ruach. If you hold he doesn't have a Tchum, then all he has is Dalan Amis. The Chachamim said, Ein lo yalo Dalan Amis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said, Yesh lo yalpayim amalachol ruach. The Chachamim are being machmer. All he has is Dalan Amis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is being mekel. That's the Gemara's question. So if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds halacha k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev, why would he also have to say the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and vice versa? So the Gemara explains, V'tarti lo amaliyam, Rabbi Zeirat Zrichi Nidbal, Diash min halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, because had we only said the halach is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, have a minai, we're thought, bein lo kula, bein lo chumra, that the halach is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, lo kula, and lo chumra, lo kula, in our Mishnah, that a person that's sleeping, b'shas bein hashmash, still has a payim amal l'chol ruach, and lo chumra, where's it going to be negeya chumra b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri shita? Chavtzei hefker koinim shvisa. Because the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds chavtzei hefker is koinim shvisa, and that's a chumra. Because if chavtzei hefker is not koinim shvisa, that means it's not boxed into Dalet Amos. To the contrary, you can take it as far as you want. It's not subject to the laws of shvisa. Which means Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's kula in the Mishnah is also a chumra when you apply the principle in the sugya of chavtzei hefker. So the Gemara says, avada, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had to clarify and say that the halacha k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev and couldn't simply say halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Because had he said halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, you would have thought bein l'kula bein l'chumra. Kamash malon, halacha k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev. We always follow the meikel when it comes to an erev. So if you always follow the meikel when it comes to erev, so in the Mishnah's case of somebody that fell asleep on the side of the road, yeah, there Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is the meikel. So they were going to pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. However, as it relates to chavtzei hefker, they're the chachamim are the meikel. And being that over there the chachamim are the meikel, so they were going to go like the chachamim. Says the Gemara, b'leim halacha k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev, halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. At least the Gemara says, what about in the reverse? Let's just say halacha k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev. Why would we need to say halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? So the Gemara says it's tzrichna. We need that as well. So good, I would have thought. Because I would have thought that maybe the only time Rabbi Shulman Levi said this klal that halacha k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev, that's if it's a yachid arguing with a yachid over rabbin b'makom rabbin, or there's a rabbin that's arguing with a rabbin over yachid b'makom rabbin. But if you have a yachid that's arguing against a rabbin, like in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, a yachid is arguing with the chachamim, the rabbin. So I would have thought that maybe over there, you don't have the rule. And being that you don't have the rule, so I would have thought that maybe you don't have halacha k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev. That's why Rabbi Shua ben Levi clarified, and he said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, albeit lahakel, and the reason is because halacha k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev, not only when it's a yachid against a yachid, not only when it's a rabbin against a rabbin, but even when it's a yachid k'neged a rabbin. Amalei Rava l'Abaya. So Rava asked Abaya a question. He said, I don't understand. What just emerged now was that Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds the halacha like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi said a lot to get us to the point that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. He said halacha k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev. He said halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. And he had to say all of that, the Gemara said. Because had he said halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, you would have thought bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. Had he said halacha k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev, you would have thought that maybe it doesn't apply to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's psak. Why? Because you would have thought halacha k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev is only true when it's a yachid k'neged a yachid or a rabbin k'neged a rabbin. But maybe not in this case. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said two statements. From the two together, we know what we need to know. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri in the Mishnah, where it's negeya the kula, where it's negeya chumra, like chefzei hefka koinim shvisa. Over there, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. But Rav asked Abaya the following question. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, even though he said halacha k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev, had to clarify that it's true even when there's a yachid k'neged a rabbim. As if to say, you would have thought yachid k'neged rabbim is different. So he said, mechti, erev in the rabbonon. Erev in the rabbonon. Mali yachid, mali b'makom yachid, mali yachid b'makom rabbim. And honestly, it doesn't matter if we're dealing with a ruvi chatzeres or if we're dealing with a ruvi techumen. All erev is a derabbonon. So if erev is a derabbonon, so of course the halacha should be k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev. And of course the halacha should be k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev, even when it's a yachid k'neged a rabbin. This is Rava's kasha to Abaye. And the truth is, not for now, but Rava's kasha is a little bit of a chiddush. Meaning Rava said, halacha k'divrei ha'meikel be'erev? What's the chiddush? Erevin is a derabbanan. All Erevin is a derabbanan. So why would you think that halacha is not k'divrei ha'meikel? And you're telling me, but maybe you would think when it's a yachid keneged a rabbin, even by a drabbanon, you should be machmir. Rava said, no way. Even by a drabbanon, mali yachid ben makim yachid, umali yachid ben makim rabbin. And this was Rava's gross kasha that he asked on what Rav Zeira said to explain why Rabbi Shua ben Levi had to say twice that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava. So Rav Papa told Rava, he says, I don't understand. You're assuming every time you have a machloikis between Tanoim, it's a machloikis regarding a din de Rabbanon. You always go to Kula. And not just that, even if it's a yachid keneged a rabbin, that's the kinach that the Gemara is going to focus on now. Even when it's a yachid keneged a rabbin, you always go to Kula. Can't be, because v'hatanan, we learned to the Mishnah, Mesechtes Nida, Dav Zayin Amad Beis. The context over there is the first sugya in Mesechtes Nida. And that is, a woman does a bedika, and she found dam. So the question is, does she have to be concerned that that dam was there for a very long time? Machloik Shammai, Hillel, the Chachamim, Mayrim, like it divrei zeh. The very first Mishnah in Masechtas Nida. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's not Rabbi Lazar, it's Rabbi Eliezer, very important Bach. Call Isha Sha'avru Alei Shalei Sha'oinois, any woman that went 3 months, meaning she went three oinois, three periods, and she didn't see dam, and then she does a bedika, and she finds dam, talach is dayashaita. At that point, you don't have to be concerned anymore that maybe that dam was there for a long time. The reason is because if she goes three oinois without seeing dam, she's becheskas mesulekes damim in the Nida vernacular, and as a result, she's bechazaka that she probably isn't seeing dam anymore. There's no oirich bezman oiba. It's the antithesis of that. So if she does find dam, we assume that it probably just came, and as a result, dayashaita. You don't have to be worried that maybe it was there earlier. There's no tumulum afreya. It's not something you have to worry about. What we need is not the particulars of that sugya, but rather, betanya, we learned to the price of myself, also Rebbe, Rebbe Eliezer. There was a story that Rebbe followed like Rebbe Eliezer. Now, lachash nisker, after he remembered what, we'll see, Omar. He felt bad. He had charata for what he did. But he said, Kedayu Rebbe Eliezer, this mechalov b'sha'as ha'tchak. No, so I followed Rebbe Eliezer. It should be the worst thing. Kedayu Rebbe Eliezer, this mechalov b'sha'as ha'tchak. Says the my lachash nisko. What did Rebbe remember? I mean, Rebbe Eliezer has a psak that a woman that goes three oinoi, she doesn't see dam, then she does a bedikah, she finds dam. She's becheskes mesulekes damim. Dalach is, there's no tumla mafreya. She only has to be worried about nida moving forward. She's dayashaita. The chachamim over there argue. Rebbe once paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. He paskin no tumul mafreya for such a woman. Then he remembered something. What? We'll see. And la'achash in iskar, he said, oivei, nu, kedayu Rebbe Eliezer, lismachal b'shasachak. So a papa told Rava, he said, my la'achash in iskar, what did Rebbe remember? Ilei, la'achash in iskar, dein aloch Rebbe Eliezer. Did he remember that the aloch is not like Rebbe Eliezer? Meaning Rebbe remembered that he paskined wrong, but he said, all right, even though it's the wrong psak, but it's Rebbe Eliezer. I mean, what could be so terrible? And kedayu Rebbe Eliezer, lismachal b'shasachak. The Gemara says, no, that can't be. It's not possible. B'shasachak, heichi yovet kavase. Because you can't say, kedayu Rebbe Eliezer, lismachal b'shasachak, if you don't paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. There's something called psak, and you have to follow the psak. Hello, you know what Rebbe must remember? Like Rebbe Eliezer, he must, like Rabbanan, he must remember that there was no hachra ever what halach is. And then, okay. And then la'achash niska to lav yochid poligoleh el rabim pligoleh. And then he remembered that the machloikis Rebbe Eliezer chachamim was a machloikis between a yochid and a rabim, Rebbe Eliezer being the yochid against the rabim, as opposed to a rabim against the rabim. Then he realized that he made a mistake. What was the mistake? He realized that he shouldn't have paskin like the yochid. He should have paskin like the rabbin. But he consoled himself by saying, "Omar kedayu Rebbe Eliezer lismacholah b'shas atchak." Now, what do you see from here? The shaila of this woman that finds dam and has a suffix when the dam was there, meaning she has a suffix now whether she's talmid of Afreya, is a question of the rabbana. Because it's mavur in the sugis in the beginning of Masechtas Nida that tuma l'mafreya of the beginning of Masechtas Nida is only a tuma d'rabbana. Now, if it's true that every time you have a machloikis tanon related to a d'rabbana, even when it's a yachid keneged a rabbin, then the halacha should have been like Rebbe Eliezer. What did Rebbe do? He paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. Then he had charata. Why? Because he remembered it was a yachid against the rabbin. But b'di'evet, k'dayu Rebbe Eliezer, l'smachal b'sha'as atchak. What do you mean b'di'evet?
The halacha should be like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi didn't understand why Rabbi Shua ben Levi needed a halacha kedivrei ha-megel b'erev. Erev is the rabbanon, and of course you go like the megel. So Rabbi Zera said, no, you need it even when it's a yachid keneged rabbin. So what? Yachid keneged rabbin l'kula every day of the week when we're dealing with the rabbanon. What do you need this rule in erev for? Freit the Gemara. So a papa asked Rabbi, he says, what do you mean? You see it from this case. Because if every time there's a shayla of the rabbanon, you always go l'kula even when it's a yachid keneged rabbin, then the halacha should have been like Rabbi Eliezer. Why did Rebbe say, could I, Rebbe Eliezer, even Shalei B'Shas HaTchak? He should have passed in that way. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. Rather, what the Gemara does, the Gemara asks another kash. I'm Rebbe Shalei Shalei Rava. He's the one that asked Rava. Again, Rava was of the opinion that every time you have a machlokes tanam regarding the Rabbanon, and we don't know who that loch is like, you always go l'kula. Punchline, even when it's a yachid that's being makel. You go with the yachid keneged the rabbim, l'kulos, Rav Sharishio, some say Rav Nachman Yitzchak Gass, Rav, another kasha, but Tanya, we learned to the Braisa regarding Hilchas Avela, Shmua Kroiva, if somebody finds out that he lost a relative for whom he has to sit Shiva, and he heard it a short time after the person died. It's a Shmua Kuroiva. He has to observe Shiva Vishloisha. What if he hears it a long time later? Then he only keeps one day of Avelis. What's the definition of Kuroiva Rechaika? If he hears about it within the Shloishim, Kuroiva. He finds out about it after the Shloishim, Rechaika. Divi Rabbi Akiva. And they say, Acha Shmua Kuroiva. Acha Shmua Rechaika. You always have to keep Shiva Vishloisha. So we have a Machlaikas Rabbi Akiva in the Chachamim. If someone has a Shmua Rechaika, he finds out that a relative died more than 30 days after this relative died. What does he do now as it relates to Avelos? According to Rabbi Akiva, Yoim Echad. According to the Chachamim, Shiva Vishloishim. Okay, but I'm a Rabbi Bar Bar Chanam Rabbi Yechanon. And Rabbi Bar Chanam Sendem Rabbi Yechanon. Come on, Kushatam Oitzu Yochim Mekov Rabbi Machmirim. Halacha Kedivriya Machmirim Hamerubim. Every time you have a case where a Yochid is being Mekov and a Rabbi is being Machmir, you always follow the machmirim that are the merubim. Chutz mizu, with the exception of this, sha'afal pisha Rabbi Akiva make of a chum machmirim, even though Rabbi Akiva was the yachid and he was the mekel and the chum were the machmirim, and I'm telling you, usually you follow the machmirim. Over here, halacha k'divrei Rabbi Akiva. Over here, we follow Rabbi Akiva. Why? What's the reason? Because v'sava lo k'shmul. Because Rabbi Yochanan like Shmuel, the amra Shmuel, halacha k'divrei mekel ba'aval. That when it comes to avelos, you always follow the mekel. Even when it's a yachid k'neged ra. And that's why, as it relates to this halacha of a shmur rechaika, how much avelos says the person have to be noyik. Rabbi Kiva said one day, that's a kula. The Chachamim said, no, Shiva v'shloishim, that's obviously a chumra. We follow like Rabbi Akiva, even though he was a yachid keneged the rabbin. Why? Because we're dealing with avelos. And Shmuel said, halach divra meko ba'avel, Rabbi Yochanan held like Shmuel. So what do you see from here? Ba'avelos u'dakil ba'rabonim. When it comes to avelos, there we say yachid keneged rab ava ba'almo. But it, as it relates to something else, afilu b'derabonon, shani ben yachid v'makim yachid ben yachid v'makim rabbin. There's a difference between a yachid arguing with a yachid and a yachid arguing with a rabbin. Either way, so what do you see from these two examples? One is Nogeya Rabbi Eliezer Shita in the sugya of Kol Anoshim Dayan Shaitan. The other one is a sugya in Avelos, where we're dealing with someone found out more than 30 days after his relative died that he's an Avel. Does he keep a regular Avelos? That's what the Chachamim hold. Or does he keep a shortened, an abridged Avelos of only one, a Yaymech? Again, a Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim. In both of those cases, we were dealing with the Rabbanans. The Tumal Mafreya of Kol Anoshim Daya Shaitan is only a Tumah de Rabbanan. Avelos is only a Din de Rabbanan. So both of these sugyas are Nogeya Din de Rabbanan. They were both sugyas where a Yachid was arguing against the Rabbin. The Yachid was the Mekel. In one case it was Rabbi Eliezer, in the other case it was Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbin, the Chachamim, in both cases were Machmer. And it's Mavur in both of those sugyas that the Halacha really should not have been like the Mekel. In Rabbi Eliezer's case, Rebbe Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and he had charata. He just said, okay, kedayu Rabbi Eliezer, lis mechala, b'sha'as adchak. As it relates to the machlokes, Rabbi Kivin, the Chachamim, the Gemara said it was all predicated on halacha k'divrei ha-mekel ba'avel. But the mere fact that it's a derabbanon, and there's a mekel, that in and of itself wasn't enough of a reason to be mekel. So let's just take it full circle. So Rava came, and he said, I don't understand, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi held halacha k'divrei Hamekel Be'erev. And yet he had to clarify that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Why? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the Mishnah, albeit, is certainly Mekel. So if Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the Mishnah is Mekel, and Allah k'tiv Hamekel Be'erev, of course we should paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What was the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara says, no, this is a little different. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is a yachid keneged a rabbin. Who said halachik divrei hameikel when it's a yochid k'neged rabbim? Zok Rava, I don't understand. Mali yochid k'neged yochid, rabbim k'neged rabbim. Mali yochid k'neged rabbim. Zok Gemara, what do you mean? Two kashas. Kasha number one, Rebbe Eliezer, kol anoshim dayan shaitan. And kasha number two, from a shmur rechayka. Either way, those are the Gemara's two questions that it asks on Rava. Zok the Gemara, Rapapa, my Rapapa said. Now Rapapa was going back to address the original question. What was the original question? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds halacha kedivrei hameko be'erev. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also said betherish. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the Mishnah. The question is, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the Mishnah was meko. So if we have a general rule that halacha kedivrei hameko be'erev, why would Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi have had to state it explicitly that the halacha is like Rabbi Yechim Menuri in our Mishnah? Rabbi Yechim Menuri in our Mishnah is a Mekel, and halacha could be a Mekel Be'er. The first teretz was, because Rabbi Yechim Menuri was a Yachid, arguing with the Rabbim, you would have thought that halacha could be a Mekel Be'er doesn't apply to a Yachid connected to a Rab. The Tzveite teretz is, Rabbi Papa says, it's terech, I need it. So good, I would have thought, Hanibi Le Beruvi Chatzeros. Maybe this rule of halacha could be a Mekel Be'er was only said by a Ruvi Chatzeros. Aval Be'er Ruvi Techumin Emaloi. Maybe a Ruvi Techumin is more chumer than a Ruvi Chatzeros. So just because Rabbi Shua ben Levi said halacha could be a Mekel Be'er, he still felt it necessary to passing like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because he was a little worried that maybe people would make a mistake and they would think, yeah, halacha kedivrei hameikel be'erev, but that's a ruvi chatzeres, not a ruvi techum. Zok tumor, not tamer the shani lam and a ruvi chatzeres and ruvi techumen. How do you know there's a difference between a ruvi chatzeres and a ruvi techumen? And the Gemara gives an interesting raya that Tosfos doesn't understand. The second Tosfos on the Yomim, but we'll just say the Gemara is right. The Talmud learned in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, but met the Varam Amur be Ruvi Techumen. The halacha is that you're not allowed to make an eruv on somebody's behalf unless he authorizes you to do it. So if he gives you power of attorney, you're a shliach, then you can. But otherwise, you can't decide, you know something, I'm going to make an eruv for somebody. So it was on that halacha that Rabbi Yehuda said the following. When was that said? That you can't make an eruv for somebody unless he gives you consent, be Ruvi Techumen. That's only true by Ruvit Chum. Avob Ruvit Chatzeres. As it relates to Ruvit Chatzeres, Ma'arvin, you can make an error for somebody, Bein Lodas, and Bein Shaloi Lodas. And the reason is, Shezachin Lo'odam Shaloi Befonov, Ve'ein Chavin Lo'odam Ela Befonov. A Ruvit Chatzeres is always going to be a schos. A Ruvit Techumen could be a chayv. Why? It's very simple. A Ruvit Chatzeres allows you to carry. There's no negative. Right, what's the bad news about the fact I can carry? You don't want to carry, so don't carry. But how can a Ruvi Chatzeres be a bad thing? All it is a good thing. It's pure upside. So as a result, I can do it for you on your behalf, even though you never authorized me to do it, based on the principle, Zachin La'adam, Shaloi Befanav. There's something called Tzchiyah, Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichas. But the point is, I can do something on your behalf, even if you don't authorize me to do it, as long as it's for your benefit. To make a Ruvi Chatzeres for somebody else is a Schus, Zachin La'adam, Shaloi Befanav. A Ruvi Techumen isn't necessarily a Schus. It could be, but it could be not. Because what does a Ruvit Chumen do? All it moves your Makam Shvisa. So your Makam Shvisa goes from point A, now it moves to point B. Meaning, whereas if you didn't have the Erev, you would have Alpayim Amalachol Ruach from point A. Now that you have an Erev, you have Alpayim Amalachol Ruach from point B. Who says you want Alpayim Amalachol Ruach from point B? Maybe you want it from point A. For that reason, a Ruvit Techumen is more chomer than a Ruvit Chatzeres as it relates to this halacha. Therefore, said Rabbi Yehuda, when is it true? A Marvin Loyla Adam El Ledaitoi. That's a Ruvit Techumen. Aval a Ruvit Chatzeres, Zachim Adam Shalay Befonim. So what do you see from here, said Rabbi Papa? You see that a Ruvit Techumen is more chomer than a Ruvit Chatzeres. And therefore, you would have had a Havamina, Ben Oishal Havamina, that when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said halacha Divra Megal Ervi, only meant a Ruvit Chatzeres. Maybe didn't mean a Ruvit Techumen. What's Toysfus Kasha? It jumps off the page. What do you see from here that Ruvit Techumen is more chomer? All you see is that Ruvit Techumen is a chayiv, maybe, and Ruvit Chatzeres is a schos. So in the world of Zachin Ladim Shloi Befanav and Chavan El Lefanav, in those sugyas that come up in Nashim, Nezikin, Ger Katan, First Parak of Gittin, all those sugyas, yeah, Eruvit Chumen, Eruvit Chatzeres are going to be different, and Eruvit Techumen is going to be more chomer. But that doesn't mean it's intrinsically more chomer. Who said it's more chomer? It's a reason, because it's a chayiv that even though Allah Kedivrei Hameikel Be'erev, maybe that's only in the parasha that's chos, maybe that's not in the parasha of chayv, so Tosfos struggles with this kasha. But either way, that's Rapapa's teretz. Rapapa's teretz is the second teretz, that even though Rabbi Shua ben Levi held Allah Kedivrei Hameikel Be'erev, he had to clarify that Allah is like Rabbi Shua, that Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Regarding our Mishnah, the reason is because being that the Mishnah was discussing a Ruvit Techumen, you could have thought that maybe Allah Kedivrei Hameikel was dafka by Ruvit Chatzeres. He felt that had to be made clear. Rav Ashi said a third teretz. It's derech. You want to know why? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had to clarify that the halachas like Rabbi Yechim Nur in our Mishnah, even though he already generalized and said, I would have thought, maybe the only time we say halachas divrei mekel be'erev is when somebody put aside an erev, he set up an erev, and then something happened to the erev. And now we have a shaila whether you still have shirayim of the erev or not. Is the Erev still good or it's not good? It was Becheskas good. You put it there originally good. And now there's a question, is it still good? Maybe over there, being that it was for sure good, the question is if it's still good, halachic divrei mekel be'erev, avo b'tchilos erev emalai. But maybe to establish an Erev using the principle halachic divrei mekel be'erev, efshah zoi vait nisht, and it's for that reason, Rabbi Shua ben Levi felt that he had to clarify that halachic divrei mekel be'erev isn't only true b'shiyare erev, it's true b'tchilos erev as well, and that's why the halach is like Rabbi Yechem and Nuri in our mission. Zok tomorrow, but not tamer the shani lomen shiyure erev l'tchilos, but I didn't know there's a chilek, a sfar between shiyure erev and tchilos erev, the time we learned in the mission on Rabbi Yosef, and that amurim, b'tchilos erev. Rabbi Yechem and Nuri was discussing the shiur of how much food you have to have for Eruvei Chatzeres. Rabbi Yossi said the shear of food that you need for Eruvei Chatzeres was said regarding Tchilas Erev. Aval B'shur Erev, once you make a Kasha Erev, I feel a kosher, it doesn't matter. Even if all of it gets lost, a kosher is going to be fine. V'loi Amru La'arev Chatzeres, the only reason the Chachamim said you need a shear to begin with for Eruvei Chatzeres is Kedei Sh'loi L'shachkeach Toires Erev Menati Noikis. So that the children shouldn't forget about Eruvei Chatzeres. It's a big discussion what exactly this means. Marsha, Rashi, Toires. But the point is this. The point is, you see from here that there's a nafgamina between Tchilas Erev and Shiyure Erev. Because Tchilas Erev for Eruv HaChatzeres requires a shear. Shiyure Erev doesn't require a shear anymore. Even a mashu is going to be enough. So you see there's a difference between Tchilas and Shiyure. Oh, so based on that, you could have thought that maybe Halach Divrei Mekel Erev is only true for Shiyure Erev, not for Tchilas Erev. And that's why Rabbi Shua ben Levi had to clarify. So again, we had in yesterday's daf, in the mission on the bottom of daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim. Misha Yashem Baderech, V'lo Yodah Shechashcha, Yesh Lo Yapayim Amalucho Ruach, Div Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Chachamim Moimrim, Ein Loi Elo Arba Amos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is Mekel, he says, even a person that's sleeping can be kind of shvis on the side of the road. Chachamim say, Ein Loi Elo Arba Amos. The Gemara said that this machloikas Rabbi Yechim Nuri and the Chachamim has a manifestation in another shaila. Cheftzei hefker koinem shviso, einem koinem shviso. Over there, Rabbi Yechim Nuri is the machmer. He holds cheftzei hefker have shviso. They're subject to the laws of Truman. The Chachamim hold they're not subject to the laws of Truman. But as it relates to the machloikas Rabbi Yechim Nuri in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi seemed to have said twice that the halachas of Rabbi Yechim Nuri. Rabbi Shuba Levi paskin Rabbi Yechim Nuri. The problem is he already paskin halachas divrei mekel be'erev. They always go l'kula. So the Gemara's question was, why did we need the psak halacha twice? And the Gemara said three terutzim. First terutz was Rava. Rava said that the reason we need it is because you would have thought that maybe halachas divrei mekel be'erev is only true if it's a yachid keneged a yachid, rabin keneged rabin. Maybe yachid keneged rabin is different. Kamash malon halachas Rabbi Yechim Nuri, even though he's a yachid keneged rabin. The second terutz was Rav Papa. You would have thought halachas divrei mekel is only by Ruvi Chatzeres. Kamash malon Halach Rabbi Yechim Nuri, even by Ruvit Chumen and Ravashi, you would have thought maybe Halach Rabbi Mekel Be'erev is B'Shiyuri Erev, but maybe B'Tchilas Erev, not Kamash Malon, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yechim Nuri, K'divrei Amekel, even B'Tchilas Erev. So the first part of today's daf dealt with a klal as it relates to Psak Halacha, and that is Rabbi Shua ben Levi's rule as it relates to Erevin, which we've seen Eruvi Chatzeres, Eruvi Tachomen, Halacha Kedivrei Amekel Be'erev. And because of this one rule that the Gemara mentioned, the Gemara is now going to do what it often does, and that is digress, and the Gemara is going to lay out some very, very important yesoidos as it relates to Kloli HaPsak, yesoidos that underpin the entirety of Shas to a very large degree. Yesoidos that are insightful not only from a Psak Halacha perspective, but also in terms of understanding the different Tanoim and what status they had when it in the eyes of the Amiran. But regardless, the Gemara is going to begin right now, and it's going to take us through tomorrow's daf with some important Gemaras and raid that to a degree is hafeichba vahafeichba de kulaba. Zok de Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov v'Rabzreika Amru. Rabbi Yaakov and Rabzreika said, halachak Rabbi Akiva mechaver. Whenever there's machloikas between Rabbi Akiva and one of his chaverim, we pass him like Rabbi Akiva. Uke Rabbi Yosi mechaver rav. If there's a machloek between Rabbi Yosi and his chaverim, we pass him like Rabbi Yosi. Uke Rabbi mechaver rav. And if there's a machloek between Rabbi and his chaverim, we pass him like Rabbi. Zok the Gemara. What does this mean? So does this mean that every single time there's a machloek between Rabbi Akiva and chaveroi, Rabbi Yosi and chaver rav, and Rabbi and chaveroi, we'll see what this all means soon, that we always pass Rabbi Akiva, we always pass Rabbi Yosi, we always pass Rabbi Abi, or maybe it means something else. So the Gemara wanted to clarify this. So the Gemara said, Rav Asi Amar Loch. Yeah, Rav Asi said, yeah, it means what it sounds like it means. We pass Rabbi Akiva always, like Rabbi Yosi always, and like Rabbi always. Rabbi Chibar Abba Amar, he said, I'm not so sure. Matin. I don't think that's what it means. I think what it means is matin. Meaning, it means that if somebody comes to you privately and he says, tell me, what's the halacha? If you don't know what the halacha is, just go with this rule. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi, you can't go wrong. But to go berabim and say, this is what it is, and for the Beis Yosef to put it in the Shulchan Aruch, and for the Ramah to put it in Shulchan Aruch, so it will be hayra l'dayres, maybe not. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina, Omar, he had a third shita. He said, nirin. He said that what it means is nirin. Meaning, it's not halacha, you can't pass in this way berabim. It's not even matin, you can't even tell it to somebody privately. Nirin just means, b'di'evit, you can always run with it. So that if a person followed this, it's definitely going to be okay. Zokter, Koloshen Azza, Om Rabbi Akiva, Aridi, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Ramei of Rabbi Yehuda. If there's ever machloikis in Shas, Ramei of Rabbi Yehuda, and you don't know who the halacha is like, here's the rule. Halachic Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yosi. Let's say it's machloikis Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yosi. Halachic Rabbi Yosi. Zokter, Marv, Ein Tzor Chlem, Ramei of Rabbi Yosi, Halachic Rabbi Yosi. It goes without say that if there's a machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yosi, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yosi. Why? It's a Kalva Chaimer. Hashtom, but Makim Rabbi Yehuda Lesser. If it's a machlokes Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't paskin like Rameir. But makom Rabbi Yosi mi baya. Right, it's basic math. Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi. So if Rabbi Yosi is more than Rabbi Yehuda, who's more than Ramei, the kavu chaimer ain't tzarich loymer. That if it's a machlokes Ramei, Rabbi Yosi, that halachas be like Rabbi Yosi. I'm Rav Asi said afani loymed. I have another claw. Rabbi Yosi for Rabbi Shimon halachik Rabbi Yosi. It is a machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. Who's stam Rabbi Shimon and Chas? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So if there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the halachas of Rabbi Yosi. Dam Rabbah and Rabbi Yochai. And how do I know this? Because Rabbah said name Rabbi Yochai and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon, halachas Rabbi Yehuda. If there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So you said it's the same kavul chaim. Hashtav and Malkum Rabbi Yehuda lesa. So if when there's a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And when there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, we pass like Rabbi Yosi. So kavul chaim, if there's a machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosi, we have to pass like Rabbi Yosi. So the Malkum Rabbi Yosi, mi bayi luhu, Ramei of Rabbi Shimon, my. What if there's a machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Shimon? Who are we going to pass like then? Meaning Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi. Ramei seems to be the Tana that we just don't pass like, as is Rabbi Shimon. Now, once Machlokes Ramei, Rabbi Shimon, you have to pass like somebody. So it's never Ramei, seemingly, it's never Rabbi Shimon. So what if it's Machlokes Ramei, Rabbi Shimon? Who are we going to pass like? Zok de Gemara, Teiko. Tishbi Yitaritz Kushis Vaboyas. Omar Rav Misharshia said that even though these klolim are very geshmak, but less nu lahani klolim. We don't worry about these klolim. We don't pass like these klolim. Now we're going to have to wait until the end of tomorrow's daf to find out if we really pass like them. Spoiler alert, we paskin like them. But for now, the Gemara is going to go through an exercise of an omen and a half to try to walk us through whether we paskin like these klalim. So it says the Gemara, Rav Misharshia said, no, we don't paskin like these klalim. Only Rav Misharshia, how did Rav Misharshia know it? So he learned it from our Mishnah, so maybe this is not such a digression after all. Because you see, in the Mishnah we just learned it, Tanan, Rav Shimon said, L'mad David Oimer. So Rav Shimon was talking about three people that were traveling together, and they all have Dalin Amos. They only have, whatever reason, they only have Dalin Amos. So right now, they're all stuck with Dalin Amos. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven's Dalin Amos overlaps with Shimon. Shimon's Dalin Amos overlaps with Levi. So the halacha is that Levi's mutter with Reuven is mutter with... I mean, Shimon is mutter with Reuven is mutter with Levi. Meaning, the person in the middle is mutter with everybody. But the two people on the sides are not mutter with each other. And Reb Shimon explained it with a mashal. He said, there were three chatzeres, hapsuchas ulazu, that opened up to each other. An Erevin mashal. Upsuchas l'shusarab. They also opened up to a l'shusarab. Irvushtayim, achitzayinus, and menetzayis. If the two outer chatzeres were ma'arev with the one in the middle, he muteres imam. So the one in the middle is mutter to the two sides. They muteres imam. They're mutter with it. Shtayim, achitzayinus, and menetzayis. The ones on the sides are going to be also to each other. Rav Chama bar Gu said the name of Rav. Halacha, Reb Shimon. We pass like Reb Shimon. So say Reb Meshar Shia. What's going on here? Man, Polagaleh. Who's the Baal Plukta on this Reb Shimon? We'll see this later in the Masechta. But who's the one that argues with this Reb Shimon? Reb Yehuda. For Amrit, I thought you just told me a rule. Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Alachik Reb Yehuda. Elo Lav Shmamin Olesnu. So Reb Meshar Shia, I told you they're not true because you see from the Sugya they're not true. So Akhti Gemaru, my Kushia. And this is all we need for today's daf. Dilma Hecha de Itmar, Itmar, Hecha de Loyitmar, Loyitmar. No one ever said that Alach is always like Rabbi Akiva and always like Rebbe. And always like Rabbi Yossi. And no one ever said that every single time there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. And every time there's a machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. And every time there's a machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. We're saying that these are rules where if there is no guidance, so you have to do something. You're a basic. You can't just say, I don't know. You have to paskin. And you could just say, chumra kula. You have to, what's the rule? I said, this is the rule. The rule is this is what you're supposed to follow. But enochinami, there's no question that in the event, that we don't know, that we know for sure, and Chazal with Megalatas, who we paskin like. So in that case, certainly we're going to paskin like whomever Chazal said we should paskin like. And if it's Machlokes Reb Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Chazal said you should paskin like Reb Shimon. Adirabba, there's no reason. Kedai Reb Shimon l'smachalav. There's no reason that if Chazal said the halacha is like Reb Shimon, the halacha can't be like Reb Shimon. Exhale. So really, Erev and Daf Mem Vav and Erev and Daf Mem Zayin is a two-part series as it relates to Klolei Hapsak. So I think it's kedai just to talk a little bit about the Inyana de Yoyme now and Daf Yoyme, and that is Klolei Hapsak, and just a little bit of an introduction. So the Gemara just mentioned a few klolim as it relates to Psak Halacha. Halacha k'Rabbi Kiva mechaveroi. Halacha k'Rabbi Yosef mechaveroi. Halacha k'Rabbi mechaveroi. If Machloik is Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Machloik is Ramei Rabbi Yosef, we pass like Rabbi Yosef. If it's Machloik is Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosef, we pass like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef, we pass like Rabbi Yosef. But there's other klolim that, of course, I mentioned in other places in Shas as well. Machloekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, we pass like Beis Hillel. In fact, Beis Shammai B'Makom Beis Hillel, Eimei Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, we know is Shamuti. If there's a machloekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. There's three exceptions to the rule. But other than the three exceptions, we always pass like Rabbi Yochanan. What if it's machloekes Abaye V'Rava? Abaye V'Rava, Havayist Abaye V'Rava, that is Shas. Who are we passing like Rava? Six exceptions. Yal Kagam. What if it's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? So we pass it like Rav when it comes to Issa v'Heter, and we pass it like Shmuel when it comes to Mamon. So these are some of the klolim that we have. These are some of the klolim as we have as it relates to Psak Halach. But the truth is there are many, many, many more. And the whole topic, the whole sugya of klolim is actually something that's fascinating. And in fact, there were many svarim that were written by Gedoy Le'olam Kadmoinim on the topic of klolim. There was, just to mention a few, there's a sefer that was written by one of the Bali HaToisvis. It was written by Rab Shimshon Mikinon. He was one of the Bali HaToisvis. He wrote a sefer called Sefer HaKrisus. It's a classic. It's about Klolei HaPsak. These are klolim as they relate to Psak Halach and Shas. There was a sefer called Halichos Olam. It was written in the 15th century by an Algerian Rav whose name was Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Yosef Halevi. How chashiv was the sefer Halichos Olam? The Beis Yosef wrote a pirish on the Sefer Halichos Olam. Beis Yosef said that he wanted to write a Sefer on Klolei Hapsak. He thought it was that important. Beis Yosef is the Mara, the Shmaitza, as it relates to Halacha. And the Beis Yosef wanted to write a Sefer. And then he said he got a hold of the Sefer Halichos Olam. And he said it was so good that he didn't think he had to write a Sefer. So instead of writing a Sefer, he wrote comments. And the comments of the Beis Yosef are called Klolei HaGemara. And they're Hagois on the Sefer Halichos Olam. More recently, as in the 18th century, there was a classic work called Yad Malachi that was written by an Italian Gadol, Rab Malachi ben Rabbi Yaakov HaKoyen. And the Yad Malachi wrote a Sefer on Klolei Hapsak. That's a Sefer that hafoichba vafoichba de kulaba. It's epic from beginning to end. Another great marumakum as it relates to Klolei Hapsak, something that we've mentioned many times in the daf, is the Chavis Yoyer in his Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadik Dalet. He has a whole kuntris on Klolei Hapsak. The Chavis Yoyer, of course, was a 17th century German gadol. He was the Rav in Worms and Rav Yor Chaim Bachrach. But either way, the Chavis Yoyer also wrote. So you have the Sefer HaKrisos that was written by one of the Bali Teisvis, the Halichos Olam that was written in the 15th century that the Beis Yosef wrote a pirish on. called Klolei HaGemara. You have the Yad Malachi, you have Simon Sadik Talad and Shalos HaTshuva's Chavis Yar. Either way, this was something that that the Geonim and the Gedoilim were mefaufel in, and there's a lot of Simchas HaTorah in going through some of these sugyas as it relates to Klolei HaPsach. So just a few Ha'aris, as much as time allows, and then part two tomorrow, as it relates to Klolei HaPsach. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yimkum Damai, in Kovitz Yurim, Amasechtes Bava Basra, in Sivkotin Tov Tzadik Tes, clears a Chakira Hayadua, as it relates to all the Klolim that you find, as it relates to Psak Halacha. Clears Rabbi Chanan. When Chazal said, Halacha Kurebi Mechaveira, Halacha Kurebi Yoisi Mechaveirov, Halacha Kurebi Akiva Mechaveiroi, Machloik is Rav and Shmuel, Rav Be'isir, Shmuel Be'mamoin, Rabbi Yochanan, we always passing like with three exceptions. Rav, we always passing like with six exceptions. He said, what's the pshat? He said, is the pshat that Chazal felt that when we don't know what the halach is, we're just going to have to pick somebody. We're going to have to make a decision who we should go with. Because otherwise it's going to be too confusing. So Chazal said that if it's Machloik is between Rabbi Akiva and one of his Chaverim, just always go with Rabbi Akiva. If it's machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and his chaverim, you always go with Rabbi Yossi. If it's Rabbi and his chaverim, you're always going to go like Rabbi. And why did they pick Rabbi Akiva? Why Rabbi Yossi and why Rabbi? Clearly, because they were qualified. Because they had the qualifications for it to be halacha kemaisam b'chal makam. But the point is, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveira is the pshat. That Chazal said that if we don't know what the halacha is, we trust Rabbi Akiva. K'dai Rabbi Akiva lismachal of the katchila. And just go like Rabbi Akiva. That's the point. And the same for Rabbi Yossi, and the same for Rabbi, and the same for all the Tanoim and Amiroim that Chazal paskind like throughout Shas when they gave this klolim. Oh yeah, Shlomo said, Rabbi Chanan, it's not what happened. It's not that Chazal felt that there's something about Rabbi Akiva that makes us think that the halacha should always be like Rabbi Akiva. There's something about Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi that says the halacha should always be like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi. Rather, you know what it means? It means Chazal, they went through all the different machloikas in between Rabbi Akiva and Chaverev and Shas. And they realized, lo and behold, this is amazing. All those sugyas, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. And then they went through all the machloikas of Rabbi Yossi and Chaverev. And they said, you know something? It's always Rabbi Yossi. And they went through all the Rebbe's. And they were mefalfu with the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Lamdas and the Super Lamdas. And they came out, they said, the halacha is always like Rabbi. Said, he said, you know what? Perfect. This is so simple. Instead of going through each sugya and telling you what the halacha is, halacha k'Rebbe mechaverev. Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi mechaverev. Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaverev. They just gave us a cloud. But the reason we pass on Rabbi Akiva is not because of something about Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is the one that Moshe Rabbeinu saw when he went up to Shemayim and the Gemara Menachos and Nun Sharei Bina and Ozerul at Tzadik Yudchalev. No, that's not what it is. It's not because Yasin Hashmasa Be'echa. That's not why. It just so happens that Halacha is always like Rabbi Akiva. So Chazal gave us a simon. They said, you want to know who we passing like in all those sugyas? Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because in each sugya we harvested through it and it was like Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, had there been one sugya where they weren't sure if the Halacha is like, they would have never given us the simon. Meaning, is Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveri a Siba? Or is it a simon, pun intended? Is it a Siba in the sense that because it's Rabbi Akiva, that's why we're passing like Rabbi Akiva? I mean, we technically don't know what the halach is. Obviously, Rabbi Akiva? Okay, so we go like Rabbi Akiva. Go with Rabbi Yossi, go with Rabbi. They're going to be the ones that we're going to be soimach on as it relates to halach. Oh yeah, shloimar. It's not because it's Rabbi Akiva we're passing like Rabbi Akiva. They went through all the sugyas, and every sugya came out like Rabbi Akiva. So maybe we go like Rabbi Akiva. The same is true for Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi and all the other Tanam and Amiram. Says Rabbi Chanan, and Rabbi Chanan talks about this in two places. He talks about it in Tov Tzadik Tes in Bava Basra, and he talks about it in Reishayim Beis in Bava Basra as well. And just the abridged version says, Rabbi Chanan, I have a raya nefla. He says, I have a raya nefla to one side in this chakira. I have a raya nefla from the Gemara Masech, this Erevin Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis. Because the Gemara says in Erevin Mem Vav Amid Beis, if there's a machloikas between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Kol Shekein, says the Gemara, if there's a machloikas between Ramei and Rabbi Yossi, we pass him like Rabbi Yossi. What's the Kol Shekein? It's a Kal V'Chomer. Because when there's a machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, we pass him like Rabbi Yossi. So he said, Madoch, we pass him like Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Kal V'Chomer, you have to pass him like Rabbi Yossi over Ramei. Because you see, Ramei is nitches mipnei Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is nitches mipnei Rabbi Yossi. So Kal V'Chomer is one of Rabbi Shmuel's Yud Gimel Midrash, Atayin and Drashas Ben. So certainly Ramei should be nitches mipnei Rabbi Yossi. Zok Rabbi Chanan, that if you're going to tell me that really there's no rule that says Rabbi Yehuda is better than Ramei, there's no rule that says that Rabbi Yossi is better than Rabbi Yehuda. Chazal went through every single sugya and they came out always like Rabbi Yehuda. So he said, perfect. Rabbi Yehuda, Allah Rabbi Yehuda. They went through all the sugyas where there was machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and they came out. The halacha was always like Rabbi Yossi. So they said, perfect. So Zayin, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. If that's the case, Mehecha Tesi, if Chazal would go through every sugya between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi, the halacha would be like Rabbi. Maybe one time it would be like Rabbi Meir. What's the Kal V'chaymeh? It's muchach, said Rabbi Chanan in Lundis from the Gemara, that Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Alach, Rabbi Yehuda is a din, that Rabbi Yehuda was more koichai gadol, koichai yafai bahira over Ramei, and Rabbi Yossi was koichai yafai bahira over Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the case, Kal V'chaymer, Rabbi Yossi's koich has to be more than Ramei. It has to be a din, that Ramei is the Kal and Rabbi Yehuda is the Chomer, and Rabbi Yehuda is the Kal and Rabbi Yossi is the Chomer, in the setup of the Kal V'chaymer. Then you have a geshmak of Kal V'chaymer. But if it's a punct, and Chazal were backwards, they had a sin, and Mechates, it's going to play out for Rameh and Rabbi Yossi. So said Rabbi Chon, and half of a fellow, he said, from the Gemara, you see, this is a din. There was a din that Chazal said, there are certain people that they have more of a koyach in halacha, and we're going to be machriya, like these gedolim, and that's why it's going to be Rameh, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Faker, it's going to be a kalvachaymer. If you have a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yossi. The truth is that I think, that Rabbi Chanan Svara is mefurish in the Chavis Yar. So we mentioned before that one of the Marim Mekoymas, as it relates to Klali Apsak, is Simin Tzadik Dalid in Shailos HaTshuvas Chavis Yar. So the truth is that if you go through Tshuvas Chavis Yar a little bit, it's like very interesting that why would Simin Tzadik, it looks like a kuntres. I mean, it's a whole kuntres where he goes through several pages of Klali Apsak. And it's not 100% clear how that became the 94th Tshuva in Shailos HaTshuvas Chavis Yar. It looks like it should have a separate publication. It should be a separate sefer with a name and a hakdama. I mean, that's certainly what it feels like. The truth is, if you look in the beginning of the tshuva, so it was written to a tzur b'mirabanan. It sounds like a younger man. And the Chavis Yor writes that he's makir toiv to this younger man because he's mahana oisim minachosav ma'oid. I don't know what that means. But he was Mahana Oisim Menachasa Ma'id. That's how he addressed him in his Shaila. Either way, so this younger man sent a letter to the Chavis Yar, and he told him, I have a question and a request. He said, the question is, he says, Chazal, in different places, he quotes Ervim and Vavim and Beis, they laid out certain klolim as it relates to Klali Apsak. He said, doesn't understand the Klali Apsak. Just one quote. Ve'echi tochin zeh shiyeh adam mutzlach b'chol derachav. A person should be so mutzlach, umechaven al merkaz of emes bechol davar, v'neged koloshen ashayamed imer lamishpat, mikol adam, mi v'mi sheyia yarshia, v'divrei kol acholken ola v'ima yiu, ayin v'efes shav v'sheker. How's it possible? Achar ki atoz v'ashkiyo koylelas kol min anushi, ad shem nifchar hanavim ot. He told the Chavis Yar, he said, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, as a possible, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi. He said, I just find it a little overwhelming. A Yilud Isha should be Zoicha, that he always got it right. That's what it sounds like from the Kolei Apsak, that he's always getting it right. That was his Kasha. His request was, he says, that I noticed when I was, in your house that you had a kuntris about Kolei Apsak. And it just, Bivakosh, I was wondering if you'd be willing to share it with me. Either way, so the Chavis Yar clearly had Hakara Satoiv to this younger man, Mahana Oisi Menachosav Ma'oid. So he acquiesced and he gave him what he wanted. So he attached to the tshuva that he wrote, a very, very short tshuva that he wrote to his question, he attached the whole chibur. And the chibur is the Klali Apsak that we have Simit Tzadik Dalet that we've quoted from many, many times in the Shailos Tshuvas. Chavis Yar. But as it relates to this question, he says he doesn't understand. The Shoyl told, this younger man told the Chavis Yar, how one person was able to be zoicha to all this. So he told him like this. He says, you're making a mistake. And he said, the reason is because, number one, you see in the Gemara that halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaver, for example, doesn't mean that halacha is always like Rabbi Akiva. What it means is if we don't know if the halacha is Rabbi Akiva and not like Rabbi Akiva, so then the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Akiva. He said, not just that, there are sugyas where there's hoichachos that the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. There are sugyas where there are hoichachos that halacha is not like Rabbi or Rabbi Yossi, or it's like Rameir over Rabbi Yehuda, right? Benkach u benkach kriyim banim. That's a classic example. Rameir holds benkach u benkach kriyim banim. Yehuda holds, no, b'zman sh'atim noyeg minig banim, atim kriyim banim. And the Rashbin, the Tshuva, and the Ramah brings in Hilchos Aveilos, we have Rebbeitz on this, says, the halacha is like Rav Meir over there, and he has a reason why. Meaning there are exceptions to the rule. He said, not just that, if you have a machloikis where there are other tanoim involved in the machloikis, it's not just Rav Meir against Rabbi Yehuda, but there are other tanoim that were involved in this debate that throws it off as well. So he says, your kasha, that how is it possible to have a tana that never made a mistake? He never made a mistake. Even the Tanna, the Mifchar Hanaviyah made a mistake. It's not true. That's not the Klal. The Klal doesn't state that every single time Rabbi Akiva said something in Shasta, Allah is like Rabbi Akiva. All the Klal, and it's before Shulam Gemara. That was the last Gemara that we learned. All the Klal says is that when we don't know what Allah is, so you need a rule. You need a Klal. So this is the Klal that you're supposed to go with. But it doesn't mean that every single time that's the way it's going to be. No, that's not what it's going to be. Okay, so what then is the Yisoid? And this is the punchline. So he said, Ki yadu chachmi adar, bikibutz hanifcha, shahoye b'mei ravashi, ubi yeshivasei ha-gidoylo nesfu yachat kol ha-mishnah meaning Enoch Inami. But when they didn't know what Allah is and they had to pick somebody, how did they pick? Like that tzad in Rabbi Chanan. Like the tzad in Rabbi Chanan proved from our Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara made a Kal V'Chaymer. But the bottom line is, it's a Rabbi Chanan, and I think it's Mufurish in the Chavis Yard here in Simon Tzadik Dalit and his tshuva to the younger man, that the gedder of Ramei Rabbi Yehuda Alach Rabbi Yehuda is we picked Rabbi Yehuda. It's not punk, that's the way it works out in all the sugyas, and this is a simon in parentheses that some people skip. That's not what it is. This is a halacha, and this is because it's Rabbi Yehuda, because it's Rabbi, because it's Rabbi Akiva. It's precisely because of who it is that we have this halacha. You know, it's interesting. The Gemara said, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveiroi, v'halacha k'Rabbi Yosi mechaveirov, v'halacha k'Rabbi mechaveiroi. Now notice, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi were three different generations. Rabbi Akiva was Rabbi Yosi's Rabbi, and Rabbi was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosi. So you have Rabbi Akiva, the Zayda, then you have Rabbi Yosi, and then you have Rabbi. So we're describing three different tkufos. Maybe we'll talk more about this tomorrow. But three different tkufos. And in the three tkufos, and this is a dardeya, in this dardeya, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, and the halacha is like Rabbi. But there's a very obvious diak. Halacha ke Rabbi Akiva mechavei roi, halacha ke Rabbi Yosi mechavei rov, and halacha ke Rabbi mechavei roi. It sounds like from the lashon of the Gemara that the klal, as it relates to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi, is if they're arguing with a yachid. If it's a yachid against a yachid, then you have that klal. But if Rabbi Akiva is arguing against two tanam or a rabbin, you don't necessarily have that klal. Rabbi Yosi, the lashon of the Gemara is halacha ke Rabbi Yosi mechavei rov. And if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi very clearly makes the deal, stating that there's a tremendous arichos in the Balei Hora and the Balei Hapsak and the Yad Malachi and the Chavis Yor, whether in fact this is true. Number one, there's a Taz that we've spoken about in the past in a few places that says Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiroi Ve'afilu Mechaveirov, which is not like the Lashon of the Gemara. The Yad Malachi has 5 pages to prove that the Girsa of the Gemara, that Halacha Rabbi Yosi Mechaveirov is the wrong Girsa. It's not really Halacha Rabbi Yosi Mechaveirov, but rather it's only Halacha Rabbi Yosi Mechaveirov. I, the Girsa of the Gemara, he says it's a Girsa Meshubashas, stating that Rashi clearly had that Girsa. And based on the way we have the Girsa in the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi is on a pedestal. So literally amongst the Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbi, Rabbi Yosi is singled out, and that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi are only Halacha Mechavei Roy, as it relates to Rabbi Yosi, it's Afilu Mechavei Roy. So I'll tell you a ha'orah nefla that I saw in the Sefer Or HaYosha, Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak Hillman. And this is on his Hagoyes HaMesechtes Gittin, Daf Samech Zayin Amir Aleph. Why Samech Zayin Amir Aleph? Because the Gemara over there is talking about Rabbi Yosi and says that Rabbi Yosi was Nimuka Yimai. Rabbi Yosi always came prepared. He was clear. He had rayas to everything that he said. So he said something beautiful. It says it always bothered him. The Gemara says in Masechtes Brachos, Daf Gimel Amir Aleph, Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yosi. We know this Gemara. Pa machas ha'isi mahalach baderech. I was once walking, v'nechnasti l'churva achas mi'churvas v'yishalayim l'spal. And I entered a churva to daf bol, yozach latoiv. Eliyahu Navi came, v'shamali ala pesach. And he waited for me by the door. Ad shesiyamti tfilasi. When I finished davening, Amali told me, shalom alecha Rebbe. Amarti loy, I responded to him, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri. He said, what did you hear? He said, I heard Abasko, Yeheshmei, Rabbi Mevarech, Lolam Leomei, Omaya, the epic Gemara, in Mesechtes Brachas, Tav Gimel Amin Aleph. Said Rav Hillman, he said, Chav Kemal Nishvashtan in the Gemara. He said, why did Eliyahu HaNavi refer to Rabbi Yossi as Shalom Alecha Rebbe? Rabbi Yossi told Eliyahu HaNavi, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri. This is Eliyahu HaNavi. What else do you call Eliyahu HaNavi? But why did Eliyahu HaNavi call Rabbi Yossi Shalom Alecha Rebbe? So he says, Ka'ez Nira, that the Pshat is, because Rabbi Yossi was Nimuka Yimai. Rabbi Yossi was Halacha Kemoise B'chol Mokai. Whatever Rabbi Yossi said, we paskin like. Even Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi Mechavei Rav. Not like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi, it's only Mechavei Rav. It's even Mechavei Rav. So we always pass on like Rabbi Yossi. Eliyahu HaNavi is Torah Loi B'Shamayimi. See, he said the contrast between Eliyahu HaNavi and Rabbi Yossi in Psak HaLacha couldn't be greater. You have Eliyahu HaNavi who can't say anything. Because Eliyahu HaNavi, every time Eliyahu HaNavi says the HaLacha, the Maritz Chiyas and the Chsam Soif HaChelik Vav, everybody starts trying. What happened to Torah Loi B'Shamayimi? Eliyahu HaNavi's pashing out a lot of talk and learning. Everything he says is Torah Loi B'Shamayimi. Rabbi Yossi was Pukfaket. Rabbi Yossi was Nimuka Yimai. So he said Eliyahu HaNavi referred to Rabbi Yossi as Sholem Alecha Rebbe because he was his Rebbe in Hoira. Because Rabbi Yossi was everybody's Rebbe in Hoira. Rabbi Yossi is Nimuka Yimai. Rabbi Yossi is Halacha Karebi Mechaveirov. Eliyahu HaNavi is Tayyar Leib Shemayimi. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi called Eliyahu HaNavi Rebbe Umayri because he was the Avan Avian. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Avan Avian. But that's Mitzad HaNevuah. But Mitzad HaPsak, there was a reverse relationship. And there the relationship is Faket. There it's Eliyahu HaNavi referring to Rabbi Yossi. There it's Eliyahu HaNavi referring to Rabbi Yossi. It's Mavur in the Gemara that the Gemara said that if it's Machlokes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon and Rav Yossi, it's Rav Yossi. What about Rav Meir? Same thing. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, it's Rav Yossi. What if Rav Shimon and Rav Meir? What if you have a Machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Meir? So the Gemara said, Teiku. The Gemara said if it's Machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Meir, then it's going to be a Teiku. The Chavis Yoyer, in Simon Tzadik Dalid, asks a Bumbakasha. He says, doesn't understand. How could the Gemara say Teiku? It's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara said in Erev in Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Omer Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Goli V'yodua Lefnei Misham V'hoyo Ilam, She'em B'dorish Or Rameir Kamoisa, that there was no one in the generation of Rameir that was as great as Rameir. B'nei Malach Kabalocha Kamoisa. So why didn't they pass like Rameir? Shela Yochnu Chaver Rav Lamed Asoif Daita. Because nobody was able to understand Rameir. Rameir was too smart. Shu Omer Al Tomei Taro Maro Leponim Al Taro. Rameir can make you believe whatever you want you to believe. Rameir was such a Balkishrin that Rameir could tell you that the Shemayna Shrotz and Matar, and you would sort of be convinced. So Rameir was the greatest of his generation. It's a freak to Chavis Yoyer. It's at the very end of Tzadik Dalet. He says, I don't understand. Rameir and Reb Shimon, Teiku? Why do you have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi, ironically, to tell us who the halacha is like? But why do you have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi? Look, it's obvious. That halacha should be like Rav Shimon. Because Rav Meir, Be'etzen, we always could have passed him like. Right, the Gemara is the kasha, why don't we pass like Rav Meir? Right, it'd be very tempting to walk away from Erev and Menvav and Meveis. I think Rav Meir, he was good, but Rav Yehuda was higher in share. Yeah, he was from the starker of Mitzionim, right? It'd be a shtickle tempting to think that way. But unless you learned the Erev and Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Erev and Yud Gimel Amid Beis is the Gemara about Rav Meir. That is Exhibit A of Rav Meir. And it's Befurish in the Gemara, that punk faker. That means Rabbi Yehuda wasn't Kamoisai. Rabbi Yehuda didn't come to Rameir. So freak the Chavis Yor. So if Be'etzim Rameir should have been Machriya connected Rabbi Yehuda, nor Vos, so why? What should be the Shiloh of Shimon? So if it's a Machriya of Shimon, Rameir, Vaita, Lo Yachu Chavir of Lamed Al Seif Daita. What could the Shiloh be? We have to figure out who's better, Rameir or Rav Shimon. What do you mean? We know who's better. Rameir's better. It's Rameir. No Shiloh. God of Yiduv Neim Yisham Avay. Adam Chaim Adarish Rameir Kamaisa. But there was a din. We can't pass him like Rameir. So if we can't pass him like Rameir, we can't pass him like Rameir. So what's the take? It's a bomb kasha. It's a take of kasha. It's a bomb kasha. As I freak the Chavis Yor. But I was thinking that maybe the Pshat is Pasha. And that is, we've mentioned many times that the Svarim HaKadoshim say that we know that whenever it's a Machalik Yisham Beisil, we pass him like Beisil. Stating that, L'asud Lavoi, when Mashiach's going to come, that Lach is going to be like Beis Shammai. The same Svar Makdoshim that Rizal said it, the same Svar Makdoshim said that whenever there's a machloikis between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi, the Gemara says in Erevim and Vavam Abbeis, that Lacha is not like Reb Shimon. But that's only Ba'al Ma'adein. Ba'al Ma'adein in the next world, that Lacha is going to be like Reb Shimon. What's the Pshat? What's the reason? If the halacha is like Reb Shimon, it should be like Reb Shimon. How come it's on this world that the halacha is like Reb Shimon, but in the next world the halacha is going to be like Reb Shimon? And the Svarim HaKadoshim say, I'll just quote it from one source, and that's from the Teferis Shloimeh, the Radomski Rebbe, and it's in Parsha Shoiftim on the pasuk Ki Yupalem Imcha Davol HaMishpat. Just one excerpt. Ulam Yevuar HaInyan. Al Pi Matshe Amru B'Gemara Ein Halacha K'Reb Shimon. Said the Radomski Rebbe, Mi Ilanu Gadol K'Reb Shimon Mayichai. Umadua in Allah Kamoise, Acho Emes Boze, Kilofi Goidom Nilus Reb Shimon by Yechoi, Gevoya Moid. Reb Shimon by Yechoi's Madrego was so high, Lachem by Ilmaze, the Ace Kazois, Ain by Efshashi and Hogas Oilon Kamoise. It's not possible to pass him like him. Vilachain ain't Allah Kreb Shimon, Avalos, Lovoi, Kashia Molor, it's Deo, Azai by Emesia Allah Kamoise. Then the Allah is going to be like Reb Shimon. Vizel Shamra, this is what Chazal meant when they said Halicha Soilom Loi. Al tikre halichos elo halachos sheha halacha hu lefi ha halicha shaloylon lefi madregas umaylo soylam azeh. Unbelievable. Halacha halicha al tikre halichos elo halachos. The word halacha and halicha is tarti b'mashma that halacha is designated based on the halicha and based on the mile of that word. Lachinato in ha'ilam roi lisnaik lispoil oisem k'dush aseh shal rashbi. And it's for that reason said that the Teferis Shloimeh that nachas like Reb Shimon Bayichai. He fears ois. He says, ach b'dovid ha'melech olav ha'shalom matzino b'gemara v'ashem imoy shahalacha k'moisoy. The halacha is like David. What do you mean? David ha'melech was any less great than Reb Shimon Bayichai? He says, shahu hoye b'pchinas ha'malchus v'hoye b'koichoy lahamshecha ha'halacha l'fi erech hador shahoye b'esahi. This ties into the Noam Elimelech Parsha. He had a koyach to relate to the pshuteyam, and he had a koyach that his halacha could be halichas oylemoy no matter what the door was, and that's why the halacha was able to be like David HaMelech. But Reb Shimon Bayichai was a madrega of lasa lavoy of a me'ein oylem haba. It's not a madrega that was shayach to. The point is the reason that halacha is like Reb Shimon is also not because Reb Shimon didn't get it right. Punk fakert. Reb Shimon is going to be the emes in the world of umal aretz deyah. You know what the problem is? The problem is the world is not roy for shitas Reb Shimon. Kis goyit if he goyit on milus resh be gavoya ma'ayit. Lachem be'olam hazeh be'ez kazayis enim be'ef shashir hanogas olam kamayisai. Because we're not roy for it. When it's going to be umal aretz deyah, it is going to be roy for it. So we have two tanoim. We have the Tana Reb Meir and we have the Tana Reb Shimon, both of whom were so big in learning that they were too big for the dar. Really, Reb Meir, the halacha should have been like him. What could you do? We couldn't pass him like him. Nobody can understand him. Reb Shimon Bayichai was the same day. His madrega was so great. It was greater than all the madregas that we have. And as a result, it wasn't shayach. And that's why we don't pass like Reb Shimon either. Zok to Gemara. What happens if you have a machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Shimon? That's a good shayla. Now what do you do? On the one hand, you have Reb Meir, who be'etzim we should pass him like, Narvas. The loyachl chaver lamed al seif daitoy. The door is not roy. We have a Reb Shimon Bayichai, the be'etzim we should pass him like. But Narvas, what could you do? How can you not pass him like Reb Shimon? Like, what are you supposed to do? The door is not roy. Oh, so you have a shiloh between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. It's poshet a shiloh to the point that the Gemara says, Teiku, and we will pick up part 2 of Yes Hashem tomorrow.